Hi, welcome to the Talkin' Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, the 23rd of November. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
First of all, we should touch on this thrilling finish in the Melbourne Cup last week and Oz Mac taking out the big prize in Melbourne.
Yeah, the first time a interstate greyhound has won the Melbourne Cup since the year 2000, and coincidentally, it was another New South Wales greyhound that won it on that occasion when Go Wild Teddy scored for trainer Mark Bell this year. It was Oz Mac who has really risen through the ranks in the past few months. He took out the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic at Wentworth Park back in October, and then he exceeded all expectations, I think is the best way to put it, by winning the richest greyhound race in the world, the Group 1 Tab Melbourne Cup last Friday night, owned by Luke Anderson and Macaulay Alderdies and trained by Jason McKay. Jason's only had the greyhound for 12 starts. He's won 10 of races with him during those 12 starts, including two Group 1s. And look, it was a memorable night at Sandown Park, a crowd of around about 5,000 packed the venue. The other feature event on the night was the Group 1 Bowl Trees that was won by It's a Bird for Wayne Vassallo. But as I said, it was a memorable night. And the race itself, look, Jezelenko loomed up to win. Unfortunately, he didn't go on with it. It's his second ticket that he's received for marring. He now faces a three-month suspension. Wormburner was extremely good, flashing home to finish third. Zambora Brocky, the favourite. Look, it just wasn't his night. He put himself in a position to drive through at the first turn. That didn't happen, and he finished midfield. But all honours with the winner, Oz Mac.
Zambora Brocky heading to Ballarat this Friday night for one of the cup heats.
Yeah, he is. We've got eight of the Group 2 Ballarat Cup heats to be decided on Friday night. Sensational prize money, Simon. $77,000 to the winner of a Group 2 event. The criteria is that the minimum prize money for a Group 2 is $40,000. All the country cups in Victoria are normally $47,000. The Ballarat Cup this year is worth $77,000. But there are two greyhounds, but if they win their way through to the final, they're racing for an extra $50,000. And those two greyhounds are Zambora Brocky and Aston Bolero. Greyhound Racing Victoria run a special promotion that if you win two country cups, the third country cup you go in, you're racing for a $50,000 bonus. So plenty of expectations there on Zambora Brocky and also Aston Bolero. The first heat, which is race three on the card, and promises kept, a very promising young greyhound trained by Joe Ball, gets the favourite off the outside box at $2.60. It took out the Great Chase at the Meadows in heat number two, and Zinzan Brook for Brooke and Jamie Ennis. It starts from box number four. It's currently at $2.60 in front of Mystery Ride and Demon Bale. The third heat, race five on the card, kicks off the quaddy, and Shimmer Song, who won the Group 2 Geelong Gold Cup and then backed up last Friday night at Sandown Park when she won the Listed Cup Night Sprint. She's favourite from box three at $2 in front of Aussie Infrared from box number one. In the fourth heat, race six on the card, and Zambora Brocky, well, he's all the rage. He's $1.60. And if he bounces back to anywhere near his best, it'll be tough to beat him. This, he did, of course, win the Group 2 Horsham Cup and the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup. That's why he's racing for a $50,000 bonus if he gets through to the final. He's drawn box three. His toughest opposition will come from Sleek Master, who finished third behind Shimmer Song in the Group 2 Geelong Gold Cup. Sleek Master has drawn box five. Go across to race seven, and Barton Bale, a very promising greyhound, who went around in the final of the Melbourne Cup last Friday night. He's drawn box number two. He'll face some stiff opposition, however, from Bears Gold and Pantier Venera, and Barton Bale's currently $2.20 in favourite. Heat number six, and the favourite here, well, it's Aston Bolero. Hasn't drawn that well in box number five, but we know he's got blistering early pace. He's $1.75 in the early markets. In race number nine, the seventh heat, and Weekend Binge, box number two, $1.95. To be fair, probably been a little bit disappointing of late, but he's a greyhound that's blessed with brilliant early pace. He's got Matt Machine drawn beside him, who was also a finalist in the Melbourne Cup last week. So that'll be an interesting race. It's $1.95 Weekend Binge, $2.90 Matt Machine. And the last heat, the favourite is Judicial Man for Brooke and Jamie Ennis, who was beaten a pimple by Shimmer Song in the Group 2 Geelong Gold Cup. And we talk about Weekend Binge and we talk about Oz Mac, Simon. It's interesting to note these greyhounds kicked off their career on Boxing Day in 2015 at Wauchope, a non-tab track on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, in a series called the Butch Monkley Memorial. And you always get a good dog that comes out of it. I can't remember the last Melbourne Cup winner that came out of it, but I can tell you this. Ando's Mac got beaten in his heat, never went through the series. Weekend Binge was the winner of that Butch Monkley Memorial. So may pay for punters to keep an eye on the non-tab track Warhope come Boxing Day this year when they run that Butch Monkley series. Who knows? The next Melbourne Cup winner may eventuate from that as well.
Yeah, okay then. So outside of Zambora Brocky and Aston Bolero, who do you think shapes up as the main danger that could possibly go on and win the Ballarat Cup?
Look, you can't discount Shimasong. She's racing in extremely good form of late. She ran 29-24, which was the best of the night at Sandown Park last week, and I'm half-kicking myself. I backed her last week, but I actually backed her pre-post in the Melbourne Cup at odds of $71. She didn't get through to the final, but that's punting and that's racing. She, as I say, she's at the top of her form at the moment. She's drawn box three in race number five, and as I said, she'll be very, very tough to beat. And in the last heat, I think Traditional Man, even though he's got to overcome box number four, he's got blinding early pace. He can offset that box with that pace, and I think he can win through as well. He's currently $2.50. It does look a favourite tonight, just the way the boxes have fallen and the way that the races have fallen. But you still got to win it. And as I said, those finals, they'll be racing for $77,000 on Friday week, with the exception of Zambora Brocky and Aston Bolero. If they get through to the final, they're racing for a whopping $127,000 winners.
Okay, so that's heading into the Ballarat Cup. Saturday night in Queensland, we've got the Group 3 Ipswich Gold Cup on.
We certainly do. And again, Tony Brett, who has been one of Queensland's leading trainers for many, many years, he's got a very strong hand in this. He's got 30 talks in box one, Jury in box number two, and he's also got Zabden Ferrari in box six. Last Saturday evening at Ipswich, 30 talks ran 30.03 for the 520 metres, 2/100ths outside Queen Lauren's long-standing track record. And coincidentally, Tony Brett also put the polish on Queen Lauren. And look, 30 talks, you would think he only has to begin on turns with the field, hold the rail in that run to the first turn, and he'll take out the Group 3 Ipswich Gold Cup. He's $1.60 in the early markets with tab.com.au. Second favourite from the outside draw is Major Jackpot for Robbie Cook. It's currently at $4.80. And then we go to Zabden Ferrari from box six at $6.50. But again, just the way the box draw has eventuated, we've got 30 talks and Jury in boxes one and two with early pace. No pace from My Awesome Magic and Cindy's Magic in boxes three and four, and then pace from Fabulous Dylan's Abdom Ferrari in box five and six. But coming off that brilliant win last Saturday night, you'd be a very, very brave punter to tip against 30 talks.
Okay, and other side of the weekend, what's coming up over the next 7 days?
Friday week kicks off the Group 1, oh, Thursday week, I should say, kicks off the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup heats. Unfortunately, if greyhounds like Zambora Brocky and Aston Bolero and the like, if they get through the Ballarat Cup, they won't be going around in that. But it's always a very, very good race. The back half of the year, we got some of the biggest races in the world, obviously headed up by the Melbourne Cup. But Thursday week, we've got heats for the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup. The final for that will be held Friday, 2 weeks from now. So really looking forward to that. And then, we head into the month of December, and we've got the Christmas Gift in New South Wales and a host of other feature events. So the Greyhound World, as far as racing and group racing goes, mate, it never ever stops, mate.
No, that's for sure. Thanks very much for your time, Duke, and enjoy the weekend ahead, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
My pleasure, Simon.